Chapter 2. The Rothschilds. Persistence, Tenacity, and Continuity. In 1966, Joseph Wexberg, descendant of a Central European family of Jewish businessmen, wrote a book called The Merchant Bankers and devoted the last chapter to the Rothschilds. One passage is relevant to our concerns. The Rothschild legend has long ago outrun the facts. This is the Rothschilds' own fault. They are even more reticent and aloof than other merchant bankers when family matters are concerned. They developed the technique of absolute discretion to perfection. Significantly, no Rothschild-approved history of the family has yet appeared. A whole library of books exists about the Rothschilds. All were written without their blessing, often against their wishes, mostly without their cooperation. And sometimes they have protested in court against them. No one has ever gone through all the family archives. Perhaps once a Rothschild will be permitted, but certainly not an outsider. The family has produced many diversified talents in the past 200 years. Someday there will be a historian named Rothschild, and he will write the book. Fortunately for us, an outsider, Neil Ferguson, was granted access to records of the London branch of the family in the late 1990s, and wrote an excellent, indeed invaluable history, World's Banker, at the family's request. Throughout the centuries, moreover, the strong sense of family identity and allegiance noted above has remained a critical feature of the Rothschilds. More than anything, the Rothschilds are a case study in tenacity, a dynasty in which the traits of persistence and intense focus have been passed down from one extraordinary generation to the next. They go back as an identifiable family business to the mid-18th century, starting from the most humble beginnings and working their way into a true multinational empire. And in spite of their huge success in everything from banking to winemaking, the Rothschilds have stayed focused, and unlike the Barings, have not allowed themselves to be diverted from the family's business concerns by the spoils of wealth. Few families have demonstrated such a long-standing sense of duty.